Welcome to another podcast for the Vegetable Growers of Australia. This is produced by Applied Horticultural Research for the Soil Wealth Project, which is funded by Hort Innovation. Now with me today are two of the scientists from AHR, Dr. Peter von Neuvenhuyser and Mark Hinderegger. They'll be discussing integrated weed management using cover crops and strip till, focusing on a recent case study that they did in Bathurst. So to begin with, Mark, you've been helping to battle weeds in a number of vegetable crops over the years. What are some of the bigger challenges for vegetable growers in Australia when it comes to weeds?
Well, you know, Kim, most veggie growers and their agronomists rely heavily on herbicides. And some of the weed challenges they often face are things like weeds in the same family as the vegetable crop, less competitive crops like onions, herbicide-sensitive crops like spinach, herbicide resistance, and sometimes the transition from winter weeds to summer weeds or vice versa doesn't allow enough time for a knockdown before the crops to be planted. And so the big challenge today is to effectively implement integrated weed management, using a number of tools to reduce our use and reliance on herbicides and still achieve good weed control.
Now, Mark, you recently worked with a grower in Bathurst, introducing cover crops and strip tillage to his pumpkin production. How did that go in regard to the weeds?
Yeah, it went pretty well, and we did learn a few things. Strip-tilled cover crops provide a lot of benefits, including water infiltration, buffering soil temperatures, and a bit of weed suppression. We know inter-row cultivation is not really an option for strip-tilled cover crops. So for weedy paddocks, getting a germination of weeds and allowing the weeds time enough to grow up through the ground cover is really important. So this is a stale seedbed knockdown, just business as usual, but with strip-tilled cover crops, you may need to allow more time for the weeds to expose themselves. So we learned that soil residual herbicides need to be soluble off the stubbles. We also learned that a timely inter-row shielded spray and or hand weeding are pretty much the only options once the pumpkins are out of the ground.
Now, earlier you said most growers rely heavily on herbicides. So how do you reduce this reliance?
Well, we're really just trying to disadvantage the weeds. So high density plantings, taller cover crops like rye corn tend to shade out and outcompete the weeds. And they also reduce the amount of viable seed that weeds are able to set. So strip tills, it's a reduced tillage system that leaves stubble or mulch inter row, which can help suppress weeds. But we've learned it takes a big cover crop to get the job done. So we really want to look at using multiple tools together, like cover crops, strip till, finger weeders, shielded sprays, and optical sprays that can work synergistically with good soil health practices. So we're just trying to reduce reliance on herbicides, not eliminate them.
Now, a question for you, Peter. Do you know how much biomass or ground cover it takes to get effective weed control? And does it vary for different weeds and seasons?
Oh, hi, Kim. Hi, Carl. Well, only 2 to 3 tons a hectare stubble ground cover maximizes infiltration. And we do also know that extra stubble ground cover will lower evaporation in hot weather. And most importantly, will also increase weed control. In saying that, the most important characteristic, however, is rapid early growth. The cover crop needs to outgrow the weeds in the early phase. That's really important. For instance, best weed control is reported for buckwheat, which means it's got the least weed biomass. But buckwheat doesn't produce the most biomass. And the same story with Nemeth Rocket, which achieves good weed control, but does not produce a huge biomass compared to other example cover crops like sun hemp and sorghum, producing over 6 tons a hectare dry white biomass. So again, early growth is the key.
Now, what cover crop or multi-species cover crop would be best for the sole purpose of weed control? Say, a winter cover crop in a frosty place like Bathurst.
For cover crops to provide the best weed control, like I said, rapid emergence and quick ground cover in frosty conditions are important, like a feed barley followed by oats, followed by cereal rye. And you have to increase your sowing rate to help crowd out winter weeds. Also, as you would be using a cereal, look at the options to use a broadleaf herbicide over the top if you have broadleaf weed problems. And I should also mention, sowing cover crops into a clean seedbed is really important. Like in Bathurst, we used glyphosate, which is the most used agricultural chemical in the world, primarily because it is systemic and it's effective in both grasses and broadleaves, and it leaves no soil residual problems for the following cash crop.
Are there any negative effects to the soil biology or nutrients from repeated applications of glyphosate?
Well, we are currently reviewing the research on the impact of glyphosate on soil biology from around the world. And as you may know, that topic is quite controversial right now. And hopefully we can bring you some answers in another podcast.
Oh, thank you. We look forward to that. And really appreciate your time, Mark and Peter. Now, listeners, for fact sheets, case studies, webinars and podcasts on a vast number of helpful topics for vegetable growers, head to the Soil Wealth website. That's soilwealth.com.au. And thank you for joining us.